Welcome to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms. Depending on the real estate you invest in, you've had a lot of change in your life in the past few months. The worldwide pandemic has changed the demand, the structure, the appreciation, the cash flow, even the tax benefits of real estate, but not everywhere. In fact, today, we're going to talk about a real estate investment that has been virtually untouched by the pandemic, and we have an amazing guest on the Real Estate Guys radio program. In uncertain times like this, it's great to know there are two things you can always count on. High demand for affordable single-family homes to live in, and Terry Kerr's amazing Memphis team at Mid-South Home Buyers to find, fix, and manage the next addition to your recession-resistant real estate portfolio. The Memphis market is logistics and distribution dynamo with an economic engine that's essential to moving goods and critical supplies all over the United States. Quality rehab, proven profitable property management, affordable rents, and solid ROI make turnkey property investing through Terry's team a dream when it matters most. To learn more about Memphis and Mid-South home buyers, send an email to midsouth@realestateguysradio.com. That's midsouth@realestateguysradio.com. Welcome to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms. With me, as usual, it's our co-host and financial strategist, Russell Gray.
Hey, Robert.
You know, people weren't sure we were going to have a show after last week, because last week we talked about the single best opportunity in real estate today. So it's kind of like drop the mic and we're done. But obviously last week's topic, which was real estate syndication, raising money to do bigger deals, raising money to do properties that you probably couldn't do on your own, and participating passively in investment, covers all types of real estate investing. And today we're going to talk about one of the few real estate opportunities that really has been untouched by COVID-19. Now, we've talked on this show in the last couple of months about certain sectors that have been hit hard, like hospitality and like airports and on and on and on, right? And then we've talked about things like multifamily, which have held their own, but as soon as the evictions can start and as soon as some of the extended unemployment benefits are gone, we might see a big ugly there. But today, we're going to talk about a particular type of real estate that really, no matter what happens, no matter what political party's in office, no matter what crazy things happen around the world, it just performs. And that's pretty rare.
Yeah, I think it's really important. I mean, you know, you mentioned the whole show last week about syndication. And ultimately, a syndicator's responsibility is to build a portfolio, is to deliver a result for investors. And a lot of investors, whether you're managing someone else's money or you're managing your own money, what you're concerned about is, how do I diversify? How do I hedge? How do I mitigate the risks that I see forming in this crazy world we're living in right now? And how do I capture what opportunities are available? There are markets that are winners right now, and there are markets that are losers. Money and people are moving around, and there's a lot of action. And so you do want to have some stability. You know, if you think about it from a real estate standpoint, you know, we talk about the idea like distribution towns, because distribution towns are geographic. The demand is there because of where they are and whether the products are made in Mexico, China, India, or wherever. The boxes are going to move through and need to be distributed to the population. So that's pretty good. Energy. You know, you can make the argument, hey, energy's a little bit down, but long term, you got to believe in energy. Well, I think food and agriculture fits into that category as well. And so there's certain types of real estate and real estate investing that maybe make a little bit more sense. Residential is one of those too, but you've got the employment thing. So how can you play in such a way where you are developing a product or an income that can derive demand worldwide and not necessarily be just linked to a specific little geography?
You know, agriculture is this oldest use of real estate that there is. Before people even had houses that they stayed in for any period of time, they were working the land, whether it was for cattle or for crops, whatever that was. And of course, real estate has myriad uses. That's what we love about it. Certainly, you can buy houses and rent them out, and why not have a few? But the really unique angle of agriculture is it is less affected. Some agriculture has been affected by COVID, but what we're talking about today has not been really at all, nor can it be. Now, it doesn't mean that it won't fall in and out of favor. It doesn't mean that there's different times where there'll be supply and demand in balance. But right now, we're going to talk about a product that everybody needs, has been used for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, and there is far more demand than there is supply, which is a pretty good recipe, and that is hardwood. wood that you grow over time, and it can take from 3 years to 60 years, depending on the type of wood we're talking about, is a proven commodity that is useful no matter what the economy is doing. And even more so, in the last, since March, guess what the trees around the world have been doing? Yeah, growing, right? They've not been paying attention to the news or social media. They've just been growing, and they've been continuing to grow, and probably in the future, they'll continue to grow. So there's an opportunity in wood, and looking across at the variety of woods available, as you can imagine, just like the variety of types of investment income real estate available, it's not all the same. And there's woods that fall in and out of favor. There's woods that are kind of standard industrial woods. There are specialty woods, a whole area I knew nothing about and that got kind of a crash course in a few years ago. Things like a pressure treated and marine board and things that are treated differently for different uses. And so today we're going to talk on the show not just about agricultural real estate, but about a specific type of investment, and that's in hardwood. And before we introduce our guest to you, I think the other really unique angle of this investment and something you have to get your mind around is the fact that it doesn't pay dividends this quarter.
Yeah, I think, you know, you're going to have parts of your portfolio that are liquid, and that means you can pivot into opportunity or put out a fire quickly, right? Cash or cash equivalents. You're going to have parts of your portfolio that are cash flow. They're things that you're holding and they're fairly liquid, you know, like a property, an apartment building, things that you probably can sell depending on market conditions, but they develop cash flow. You know, we always talk about real estate being a long-term buy and hold, and equity happens over time. And a lot of that is just because of the nature of the devaluation of currency, and anything that's real denominated in currency is going to do well. And that's true of anything. That's the argument for gold or any commodity. You look at something that is going to be able to grow over time. And this is where hardwood is kind of unique, right? Because if you buy an oil well, it's a depleting resource. If I buy a gold mine, at some point I'm going to mine all that gold. It doesn't renew. But literally, whether the economy or inflation comes or grows, those trees are going to grow every year. So equity literally, or money, if you will, literally grows on trees. It is the trees. But you have to be patient, right? You have to let it happen over time. So this isn't the type of investment you make with money that you're going to need, next week to go grocery shopping, or maybe in 3 years to send Junior to college. This is going to be something you maybe do in your 30s or 40s, and you're planning on reaping the harvest, literally, in your 50s, 60s, 70s, somewhere down the road, depending on when you buy in and how mature the trees are at the time.
Well, it brings up a great point, which is once you harvest trees, guess what you can do again? Replant them. And so this can be what we call a legacy investment. It's a one-time investment that could go on and pay for a long, long time. Now, here's the challenge, and it's the big challenge with any agriculture. It's that it's hard to play on a small scale. It's hard to go out and buy 2 acres and have a productive farm. It's hard to go out and buy a single grove of trees and be able to have the ability and efficiency to harvest that and reap the benefit. But the great news is there are ways around that, and you're going to like them when we come back. You'll meet our friend Rachel Jensen today on the Real Estate Guys radio program.
Real estate investment advice right in your mailbox. Sign up for the free Real Estate Guys newsletter at realestateguysradio.com.
If you want to learn how you could potentially increase your net worth by over $1 million and quit your job in just a few short years, listen closely for the next 60 seconds. This is Brad Sumrock, and over the past 16 years, I've helped thousands of people invest profitably in real estate, but not just any type of real estate. I specialize in helping people syndicate large apartment buildings so that they can be business owners and investors. In today's competitive environment, it's even more important than ever to leverage an experienced mentor, invest in your education, and have a team of advisors that has established relationships nationwide. And so many people right now seem to be struggling to find deals and then get them funded, but yet Sumrock students are thriving in today's marketplace. We've purchased nearly 7,000 units and nearly $500 million in purchase volume over the past 12 months. And with the new Trump tax laws, apartment investors are positioned now better than ever before to pay even less in taxes. To find out more, send an email to apartmentsnow@realestateguysradio.com, and you'll get my recent presentation called Why Apartments Now. That's Apartments Now at realestateguysradio.com.
If you love real estate and have always wanted to own your own business, listen up. The Real Estate Guys and their panel of experts want to teach you how to go full-time fast in the real estate syndication business. These next few years may go down in history as one of the best times ever to acquire investment real estate. There are deals everywhere if you know where to look and how to assemble the resources. The Secrets of Successful Syndication Seminar will show you how to make big money doing big deals from a team of experts that have syndicated projects totaling more than $1 billion. Don't wait for someone to give you a raise or create a job for you. Attend the Secrets of Successful Syndication and learn how to build a team, raise capital, find deals, and make full-time money in 6 months or less. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click on events. All the big players use syndication as a way to diversify risk, optimize profits, and earn big money. You can too. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click on events.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. You're listening to The Real Estate Guys. If you want to expand your consciousness, expand your wealth, expand your future, and have more delight and excite in your future than in your past, keep listening to The Real Estate Guys.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Guys radio program, heard every weekend on this fine radio station all the time at realestateguysradio.com and at all your favorite podcast outlets. We're talking today about an impervious investment, one that doesn't care whether or not you have the antibodies or what political nature you come from. Instead, it just grows, and that is wood, specifically hardwood. Please welcome back to the Real Estate Guys radio program our good friend, Rachel Jensen. Hey, Rachel.
Hello, Robert. Hello, Russell there as well. Thank you so much for having me back on today. There have definitely been a few updates since the last time we chatted. We've definitely been seeing a lot more interest from folks as well over the past few months. I think as people have a little bit more time at home to go through their portfolio and really realize what's important for them and what they want to accomplish. So I'm really excited to be back on today and catch everybody up on what's going on in the timber market.
Well, I think let's first start talking about, if we can, the idea that people have to wrestle with this legacy investment. This isn't a, you know, buy it and get quarterly distributions. It's a different kind of investment. So kind of share with us some of the things that you know investors have to get their mind around in that regard.
Absolutely. And I really do challenge all of you listening to think outside of the box, to think generationally. And Robert, you did mention here that it's more of a legacy investment. When you decide to own timber, and specifically in this case, teak, what you're doing is owning it for you, for your kids, for your great grandkids, and then just keeping it in the family for generations. And this is a tactic and a model that some of the ultra wealthy have used for a very, very long time, where they're able to keep this asset in their portfolio. The trees are going to grow. You're going to harvest them at some point. You already own the land. So then what you do is continue to replant and continue on for generations thereafter. So yes, it is very different than the traditional real estate model, where if you're used to getting a monthly rental income check from your renter, you're not quite going to quite get that from the trees here. But I can tell you there'll be some of your best tenants that you ever have, because they just keep growing. They just keep delivering. Russell, I know you mentioned that money does grow on trees. And in this case, we are, you know, really quite seeing that, because the trees have been continuing to grow regardless of what's going on in the economy. We have our plantation managers who are checking on the trees on a regular basis, showing us that they are continuing to grow. And it's interesting because this timber specifically is often referred to as the gold of the timber market. And whether that's just because of the color or the high potential that you can earn from owning the trees, there definitely is a big benefit to it. So you do have to think a little bit outside the box. And when you're looking at your portfolio, you know, seeing how you can drop this in, this investment in, from the perspective of a couple of different factors. So one is the time period. So you want to have a variety of time, different timed investments in your portfolio. You also want to have diversification in terms of location and actual physical location. So I think many people are used to investing in the United States or investing in their home country or a place where it's familiar and comfortable to them. But what we've seen, especially today, is there can be craziness, there can be unease in these places. And so having your investments diversified in various countries is a really wise decision as well. But I think that that's really a great introduction to this sort of investment, because it is different. And I think for many of us, we do need to wrap our heads around that versus just thinking along the lines of a monthly check like we're used to, especially in real estate.
It is definitely a different type of investment, but at the same time, it is an arguably proven product. There's nobody that doesn't interact with wood on a daily basis. Just look at the structures that you live in, go to work in, shop in, plus all the specialty uses. Now, of all the trees that you could invest in, there's some key reasons why you guys have selected teak. And teak is an ultra wood, if you will. It's very heavy, very specialty, very expensive. Of course, if I want to be in the lumber business, maybe I want to sell, you know, cheap pine 2x4s. But if I'm looking at the really expensive stuff that's used for beautiful furniture, you know, you go back and look at some of the, you've shown us pictures, in fact, of, you know, the deck chairs on the Titanic that were made out of teak and are still totally functional. Explain why teak is such a robust wood.
Yes, absolutely. So, well, first of all, I'm going to start with why we decided teak in the first place. And a lot of that came to understanding what the demand and supply was for this hardwood specifically. And we looked at a handful of different other hardwoods, but ultimately decided on teak because there is such a market for it. There's very, very low supply and very high demand for it. So we did a further deep dive into that to really understand who this demand is coming from. And the two countries that are the biggest importers of teak are the Indians and the Chinese. And when you look at the projected populations by 2100, you also see that those are two countries that are projected to be the two most populous by then. So it worked out, and so we saw that there is going to be a continued demand for it. But what we also understood is that there is such a demand for it because of the high and remarkable qualities that it exudes. And you started to allude to that a little bit before, Robert, but it is a very, very hard wood. It's very, very durable. And after age 3 during its growth, teak becomes resistant to fire, rot, termites, bugs, anything that you really may consider to be a risk when you're considering agriculture. So because it's resistant starting at age 3 thereafter, what that also means and what it translates to is when you finish the timber, you transfer it to lumber, it's also going to make products that are very, very durable. Teak is used in a lot of boats. It's used in a lot of outdoor furniture. It's used in a lot of high-end construction because it has that durability factor to it. And like you said before, there are chaise lounge chairs that were found on the Titanic that were used. It was also used in some of the decking on the Titanic. So this isn't necessarily a hardwood that was just discovered or something that we just decided we wanted to start. There's a proven market. There's a proven history of where teak has been used, how it's performed over the past few decades here. And teak just continues to come to the front of the list. And you know, it's interesting. I was at a conference, this was about a year ago at this point, in Panama, which is where we have some of our farms. And I did this presentation, have these slides up on a projector. And a fellow came up to me afterward, and he's from Connecticut, and he owns a gate company. And so what he builds custom gates for people. And so what he said is teak is one of the typical woods that he uses when he creates these custom gates to go in and out of driveways.
Yep.
So he showed me a handful of pictures, and then he stopped on one specifically, and he said, this is a gate from Anne Hathaway's house, and it was started, typically teak gates start at $65,000. So when you're looking at it, you go, wow, just a gate at $65,000, but that's because there is real value to it. And people who care about value, who care about longevity, are going to be buying teak products and continuing to buy teak products because they know that those products are going to last a very, very, very long time.
That's such a good point. And if you think about it, and this is something I want the listeners to understand, it's heavily in demand and it takes a long time to grow. Hence the shortage. So many people, not just farmers, but so many people think short term, think quarter to quarter, think I've got to have production by cash flow by the end of next month. But in reality, you've got to be pretty forward thinking. And I know when you guys first planted the teak, that was more than 20 years ago. So you really had to be forward thinking. But because it takes so long, and I'm going to have you talk about that here in a second, that's part of what also makes it valuable. It takes a long time to grow. So if I'm thinking about investing, I better understand that. Talk to us about the harvest times for teak.
Yes, so teak is a 25-year harvest cycle. So there are really two ages, best time value of money to harvest teak, age 25 and then age 50. We are going to be harvesting this teak at age 25. We have a few farms there in Panama. One of them is our older farm, is sold out at this point. We have a teenage farm as well that's 15 years old. And then we have a newborn farm, so 0 years old at this point. And what's neat, though, about teak is that, yes, it is a long-term investment. You're holding onto it for 25 years, but there are some periods throughout that 25-year time frame where you still receive some thinning payouts. So thinnings are when you remove the trees that aren't growing properly. You're doing that intentionally. There's a whole formula that you follow when you're planting teak, but what you're doing is removing those trees during thinnings, and then those get sold to the marketplace. So still at age 12, 18, and 20, you're seeing some income from the thinnings, and then really the big bulk of it comes at age 25 at that harvest period. And then what you do is you replant and you do it again. And I know this is a real estate podcast, so the neat part is that you do own the land. You get title to the land. It's yours. And then from there, you can pass down, keep it in your name, however you decide to do that. But do know the land is yours, fully titled in your name.
And that's important, obviously, to our listeners, that it is a real estate investment first and foremost. There's some additional benefits, one of which is kind of a big benefit we'll talk about after the break. But when you're thinking about, you know, any kind of agricultural investment and you don't know the science and you don't know the market, you really do need to have a partner. In this case, how it works is individuals buy a parcel or parcels, they own those, and then they partner with you guys to take care of the work part of it, the business side of it.
Exactly. So we take care of everything. We have had some owners who wanted to come down during thinning times or come down at harvest. You're certainly welcome to do that. We've had some families who are like, oh, we want to take our young kids down and have them plant the seeds for their parcel. But I mean, we take care of all of that for you. So you really don't need to worry about that. But we'd make it as easy for you as possible. And what's nice is you really don't have to do anything. You're sitting at home, wherever home may be for you, and you know that the trees are continuing to grow. The professional management team is there on site taking care of everything, making sure that the trees have everything they need. And like you mentioned, we've been doing owning teak for over 20 years at this point. We do have various farms. We have various farms in Nicaragua and Panama. And so we've seen how it works and really understand that process entirely. But you can come if you want to, but that's totally up to you. The one thing that you cannot do, though, is build a house on your parcel. I have had a couple of people ask that. And yes, while it's in the middle of more of the agricultural land, the Darien province of Panama, you're not going to want to build a house there because the land is certified reforested. So that is great and beneficial to you as owners, because what that means is that there's no property tax in Panama, and there's also no income tax on your harvest yield. Those are the benefits of certified reforestation. And what that also means is you're committing to replanting. So you're not going to go there, build a house or anything along those lines. It is truly for reforestation purposes only. But you know, there are many benefits to that, helping Mother Nature. And then, of course, you get those financial benefits as well.
And it is a little bit hard to think about, well, I'm going to put money in now, I'm going to get it back in 25 years. But when you look at the annualized projected returns, it's pretty impressive. We're not really going to cover that in the show. But for folks that are interested, you've prepared an awesome report that kind of goes into the details of it. But we're here halfway through 2020, or in the second half of 2020. People listen to this podcast years after the fact. So just want to set that context, because pricing does change. But give us an idea of, you know, kind of the starting investment for teak.
Sure. So the newborn parcels start under $7,000. And then as teak has a birthday every year, the teak parcels that are remaining do increase in age if they're not yet sold at that point. But we do have our older parcels, we call them teenage teak. It's 15 at the point of recording this podcast. Of course, it could be older at the time that you're listening. But our 15-year-old teak, so only 10 years away from harvest. We do still have a few thinnings, 18 and 20. And so those start about just a little bit under 17,000. So they are quite affordable. We do take cryptocurrency as well. There are payment schedules, because what we understand and what we want folks to realize is, you know, you don't need to be a mega millionaire like those ultra wealthies who own thousands and thousands of hectares. You know, start small. We'll help you with that, with the entry pricing, with payment schedules, so that it doesn't have to be this big daunting number that you see at the end of the day. And then there are financing options and whatnot, but there are creative ways to certainly own it. So it is quite affordable. And what we've seen to be a popular option for people is that they will maybe claim a couple of parcels, some of the younger ones, plus the teenage teak parcels, because what you end up having at the end of the day are these laddered payouts. So like we mentioned, the thinnings happen at age 12, 18, and 20, and the big harvest at age 25. So if you have two different age parcels, what you're able to do is get that income throughout that 25 year in different years. So it ladders those payments for you, those payouts for you, so you don't have to just depend on one teak farm or one teak parcel to get those payouts for you.
Well, that's a clever idea anyway, when you talk about your investment portfolio and having some of it in different types of investments, different length of investments. Right within teak, you can pay a little more for the parcels that are going to pay off sooner, and that might fit into your financial planning, if you will. But of course, the ones that are younger are less expensive, and you know, that's not, we're not talking about a lot of money. That's the other thing. And teak does sell for a ton, but you're not going to see the harvest for so long. Now, let's talk about the other angle of this, which is just diversification. And maybe you can kind of share with us who some of your buyers of this product are, because I know that they come from a lot of different backgrounds. It's not just folks that are all about agriculture. Talk about that part of it, how this helps you diversify your portfolio.
Sure. So I'm going to talk about it from a couple of different angles here. I'm going to talk about demographic in the sense of who our buyers are from the demographic sense as well. So we've had owners from all over the world, right? It's not just people in the United States. It's not just people in Canada. People from all over the world have decided to own, because as a foreigner, you are able to own property, get title to it in Panama. But we've also seen this interesting demographic of ages. So you would think that it would typically be the younger people who are owning, because they're thinking for themselves, for future generations. But what we've seen, our youngest investor at the time investing, he was 21 years old, and he was on, I think he paid full, but there are payment schedule options. And then we had our oldest investor at the time of investing. He was 93 years old. He decided to own 10 parcels. And he said, he's like, I'm going to live to see the harvest for this. But ultimately what he did is he titled the parcels in the name of his great grandkids. And so what they were able to do, he was able to gift it to them, because it's under the gifting limit, but he was able to gift it to them. And then from there, all of these kids and the great grandkids have something already in their portfolio that they may not even be thinking about or even know about. But at the time that it's getting ready to harvest, it's probably going to be some big occasion for them. It's going to be college, it's going to be grad school, a wedding, buying a house. Maybe they've been eyeing this really awesome car that they want that was just a little bit outside their budget. So then they have that there, and then they get that bulk income, and then they're able to replant and do it again. So that's a little bit from the demographic side. But I think to answer the other side of the question here is, who are the buyers? Yes, you have the investors. You have the people who are thinking about this from, I'm going to put this in my portfolio, I'm going to forget about it, that's great, I have no interest in going to Nicaragua, I have no interest in going to Panama, but I like the concept, I like the reforestation part of it. But the other half of people, and I'd say probably is about half when we break down who the owners are people who are really thinking about their personal freedoms. And they're thinking about how they can best position themselves to have options in case they ever want to leave their home country. And what I mean by that is, through ownership of the teak parcels, you're able to apply for residency, so essentially a green card in the countries where the teak is growing. So we do have a couple of different parcels and plantations. Like I mentioned, Panama, which is one of the most popular, and then Nicaragua as well, which has become more popular actually over everything going on since March, because there really is this true sense of freedom in that country. So we've seen from both angles. I would say at the end of the day, it's about 50-50, 50%, maybe even a little bit more of the investors, but just for sake of ease, about 50% of the people who are buying this for the investment, 50% who say, at some point, I may want to get residency in another country. Not, maybe I'm ready to do it now, maybe I'm not, maybe I want to wait 5, 10, 15 years, whatever, but at least that option is there should I ever choose it.
Well, and we'll talk about that more when we come back. Our guest is Rachel Jensen from ECI Development. We're talking about investing in hardwood, specifically teak, in Panama and Nicaragua. More when we come back, plus we'll play real estate trivia next. You're tuned to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms.
Live nationwide, you're listening to the Real Estate Guys. Find out more at realestateguysradio.com.
When the world changes, investing strategy changes too. The coronavirus is disrupting economies, financial systems, and daily life like nothing in modern history. Sheltering in place might protect you from the virus, but a wait-and-see approach to investing now is like pulling the sheets over your head while the house burns down. It's not the time to be complacent. So we're calling our huge network of thought leaders, seasoned investors, and technical experts to find out what they're seeing, thinking, and doing to mitigate risk and capture opportunity, and we're recording all of it. We're calling it our Coronavirus Crisis Investing Webinar, and it's totally free. All you need to do is register. Remember, mainstream media doesn't talk to real estate investors. They don't understand you because Wall Street pays them not to. That's why the Real Estate Guys are here. To register for the Crisis Investing webinar, simply send an email to crisis@realestateguysradio.com. That's crisis@realestateguysradio.com. Real world wisdom is the best vaccine for a healthy financial future. Send your email to crisis@realestateguysradio.com.
Real Estate Guys listeners, are you tired of losing real estate deals due to financing issues? Have you had enough of waiting on banks, lenders, and investor groups to fund new projects? What if there were a way to eliminate all the hassle and invest in real estate on your own terms? I'm here to tell you there is. Patrick Donahoe here from Paradigm Life. I'm an Investopedia Top 100 Most Influential Financial Advisor, and I recently wrote a best-selling book about the financial strategy that changed my entire investment model, and the one that could change yours. To get a copy of my book for free and learn how you can maximize your real estate portfolio by acting as your own bank, send an email to mybank@realestateguysradio.com. Don't make another real estate deal without reading my book first. Email mybank@realestateguysradio.com now to get your copy for free.
Hi, this is Anthony Melchiori from Hotel Impossible, and you're listening to The Real Estate Guys.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Guys radio program. Thanks for tuning into the show. Hey, registration is now open for the 19th Annual Investor Summit. It's the highest level event we do, and it is taking place in June of 2021. You can get all the details on our website at realestateguysradio.com under the tab that says Summit. We're talking today about investment that remains virtually untouched by COVID-19, and that's investing in agriculture. Specifically, we're talking with Rachel Jensen about the hardwood teak. Before we get back to that discussion, it's time to play Real Estate Trivia, your chance to win a prize. By knowing today's real estate trivia question, in just a minute, I'm going to give you a question that has something to do with the area the teak is grown. And as soon as you hear the question and think you know the answer, you're going to send your best guess to trivia@realestateguysradio.com. trivia@realestateguysradio.com. You want to include your name, of course, the answer to the question, and your physical mailing address, because if you're the winner, we're going to send you a really cool prize. It's called Passionistas, Tips, Tales, and Tweetables from Women Pursuing Their Dreams. It's a collection of amazing stories by wonderful women. You're going to love this book. It can be yours if you know today's real estate trivia question. Last week on the show, we had Mauricio Raul talking about the single best opportunity in real estate right now, which is real estate syndication. Fits in nicely with our topic today. Here was our question. Name the most mosquito-infested city in the U.S. Well, the answer for the seventh year in a row is Atlanta, Georgia. Yep, according to Orkin, the folks who know a lot about mosquitoes, this is the number one city in terms of infestation and has been now for 7 years in a row. Based on how many mosquito customers Orkin serves in the metro areas across the country, other top cities include New York, New York, Washington, D.C., and Chicago, Illinois. Here's our real estate trivia question for this week. Much of the teak that Rachel's talking about is grown in the beautiful country of Panama. Panama became an independent nation back in 1821. Who from? Yeah, who did Panama become independent from? What previous administration was there? Which country controlled Panama before Panama was independent? If you know or just want to take a guess, send your best guess to trivia@realestateguysradio.com. Tell us your answer and then give us your name and address, because if you're the first person that gets it right, you get an awesome book called Passionistas, Tips, Tales, and Tweetables from Women Pursuing Their Dreams. That's today's real estate trivia question. We're talking about a long-term investment, a legacy investment, if you will, and that's investing in hardwoods. Rachel Jensen is with us. It's been a couple years since we talked teak on the radio, and I know that the investment has grown. So you were talking before the break about one of the benefits, which has actually become one of the big attractions to this investment, and that is that through investing in teak, it's possible to receive residency in another country. So let's start with, why is residency something that investors are looking for?
Absolutely. So people are considering residency, and residency is essentially a green card. And I do want to differentiate that off the bat, because some people think about passports, But residency is the step before a passport. So when you get residency, essentially you get a green card to another country. It gives you the right to live in that country for as long as you want. You could be there for as long as that residency allows you to be there, but you're not there as a perpetual tourist or perpetual traveler.
Okay.
And why a lot of people are looking at residencies is because it just really secures this plan B. So if you're not entirely comfortable with what's going on in your home country, and maybe you've considered living somewhere else, or maybe you haven't even considered where it is you want to go, but know that at some point you want to spend time overseas, residency is one of the best ways to help jumpstart that process. So what's really nice about the residency in Panama, and was one of the biggest draws, is that you only have to visit one day every 2 years, and it's permanent. So once you get your residency, you have it for life. And this is such a first easy step for people who are considering doing something, whether it's moving or relocating overseas, because you have that permanent status in that country. And even if Panama is not necessarily where you want to spend time or not necessarily where you want to live, at least you've acquired residency in another country, and you at least have a base outside of your home country. Because, you know, it's fun to be a perpetual traveler or tourist and jump around from country to country for a month or two at a time, especially now as we're seeing many of us can do our jobs digitally. You can open up a computer, pop it open, be at the beach doing your work. So you do have that sort of flexibility to spend time in other countries. But if you're doing that and you don't have residency outside of your home country, typically you still are responsible for the residence requirements of your home country. So I'm not an accountant. I'm not a CPA. I'm not a tax person. I can't talk to you about taxes. But what I would recommend is looking into that if you are thinking about doing something overseas or spending time in another country as a digital nomad. So super easy first step. Even if you don't ever think that you want to move to Panama or Nicaragua, it is great. A great option to consider. Belize is where I call home, but I ended up getting my residency in Panama about 4 or 5 years ago, just as an easy thing to do. I have it. I could show it when I go into Panama as being a permanent resident there, but I don't need to live there full time. I don't need to keep reapplying for it once I have it. It's just so incredibly easy. So those are some of those benefits there, but essentially it gives you that legal right to be in a country and have that resident status versus that perpetual traveler status.
Now, Rachel's put together a great report that explains a lot of the details. So if that's of interest to you, before we're done, we'll tell you how to get that. But let's talk about the fact that, you know, residency is available in a lot of places, but there's not too many that make it as easy as Panama does. And so is there a minimum investment requirement, or is it just any investment in Panama?
Sure. So there are many, many different residencies in Panama. And the one that we are working through, you are able to obtain residency through an investment of $10,000 or more. So through an investment of $10,000 or more, you're able to apply for the residency. There are other residencies out there. There's a reforestation one, which is not what we're doing. And I don't want to confuse anybody, but just so you know, you don't need the 5 hectares. You don't need 80,000. The one that we're talking about specifically lets you obtain residency with an investment of $10,000 or more. So yes, we have a great report on it. We're happy to walk through that process with you. I mentioned I've done it before, so can give you that firsthand sort of experience of what it's like to apply for residency in another country. But it really is the easiest one in the world to obtain and then maintain. There's no ongoing requirements. So I would absolutely consider it, even if it's never been in the back of your mind before. It is something worth at least looking into and knowing that it is there as an option if you decide to become an owner of the teak.
You won't be any worse off for having a second residency. And you know what? A place is to visit. I mean, Panama is pretty nice if you have to go there, you know, every 2 years. So
it is.
Pretty cool stuff. Now, what about Nicaragua? So your company has a presence in a lot of different places, but Nicaragua is certainly one of the big ones. Talk about, is there a residency program there and how it might differ?
Yes. Yeah, so there's an investor residency in Nicaragua. It's a minimum of $30,000 invested. So 30,000. And then that one is a little different. You do need to spend a little bit more time there up front. But the first month, you really have to spend in country as you're going through the residency process. But once you have it, you obtain it, it's easy. You don't need to spend time in the country. Previously, there were requirements. You need to live in the country for 6 months out of the year. That's no longer the case. So it is pretty easy to obtain if you're able to be in country for a month, at least a month as you're going through the process initially. But, you know, Nicaragua is a country that I think is overlooked by so many people because of the history of it, because what you read in the media. It was the first country I lived in when I moved to Central America. And I think it's the one that is the most overlooked, the one that is kind of the redheaded stepchild of the region in many, many ways. because it does have this history. So I would recommend, though, everybody looking at Nicaragua. If you've been to Costa Rica, or if you've heard of Costa Rica, I think it's what Costa Rica was 20, 30 years ago. Costa Rica has become a lot more expensive. Nicaragua has a very similar geography. It's a lot more affordable. And so we are doing a development there. It's kind of a sidetrack, but we're doing a development there. They're off the grid, tiny homes, just steps away from the Pacific beach. And this is also an area where we have our teak farms. So you're able to see the teak farms, experience the Pacific waters as well, and just really experience something different. But I would recommend checking out Nicaragua. If you ever have a little bit more of an adventurous spirit, it is still a developing nation, of course, but a lot of potential for those of people who look at opportunity and aren't scared to, you'll be the first, second, or third person. This is really a great place. And we've been there for over 20 years at this point, but I think for newbies to the region, this is one definitely worth considering at some point.
Yeah, you guys are certainly pioneers in the area, but it's not like it's an unproven market either.
Exactly.
There's great resorts there. It's got both oceans, if you will. It's a lot to like about it. Let's talk about another angle of this, which is just the diversification into something international. We talked about it a little bit, but to me, a $7,000 investment in teak instantly takes you from being whatever kind of investor you are now to an international agricultural investor.
Yes, absolutely. And it's a really affordable, easy entry in. And so, like I mentioned before, this could be for you, this could be for your kids or your great grandkids. And actually, over the holiday season, what we saw is a lot of folks were picking them up as gifts. And then what they were able to do is, you know, we create a little certificate for them, put it in an envelope, and then mailed it off to their whoever they were gifting it to. But it's just such an easy entry in. And we do make it as easy as possible for you. Again, if you want to come down and see the farms, you're welcome to do that. If you want to plant a seed while you're there, we can certainly make that happen as well. But it is such an affordable way to get into this international market. And we're seeing now more and more people are looking for options in different markets overseas and want to be able to get into something affordably, especially if it is your first time looking at an international investment opportunity.
Now, Rachel, you put together a couple of things. You actually have your teak resource guide, which covers in great detail and beautiful pictures about teak. What will the listeners find there?
Yeah, so in the teak resource guide, you will find the history of the teak market. You'll see where it is we're basing our projections off of as well. I think that's very important to understand, and then what we expect the teak market to look like in the future. So we just started to touch upon the supply and the demand earlier on in the podcast here. That teak resource guide will be a great overview of teak so you can further explore the market and learn more.
Excellent. And then, of course, for folks that are interested in the residency, especially in Panama, you've got a report about planting your flag in Panama. Tell us about that one.
Yes, absolutely. So Panama is a place where many of us have heard about. Maybe you haven't had the chance to visit or haven't had the chance to invest yet. With planting your flag in Panama, it gives the highlights of the country. It talks about the economy. It talks about the government. It talks about the stability of the country. Also talks, of course, about the residency program there. So if that is of interest, you'll find more details there, but it's really a great overview. It's not too long at all. We have a much more longer and comprehensive handbook, Panama Handbook. It's about 80 or 90 pages if you want that, but start with the Jumpstart Your International Journey to Panama. It's a great intro to the country and why it is that it may be the right country for you to own in.
All right. When we come back, we'll tell you how you can get your hands on both of those free reports. You know, this last week, we were supposed to be together in beautiful Belize for our Belize Discovery trip. We've been going to Belize a long time, and you call that beautiful place home. And unfortunately, COVID had other thoughts about that, so we weren't able to do the field trip. But it's certainly great to get some time to see you and to visit with you. And any parting words that you want to share with the listeners about why this kind of investment might make sense?
Absolutely. So if you do have kids or great-grandkids or grandkids or even are just thinking about yourself and how you want to protect yourself on many different levels, I would absolutely recommend ownership of teak. We've been in the market, we've been in the industry for over a couple of decades at this point, and it is entry level, as we talked about. So it's just a great way to get your toe in the waters, explore a little bit. And of course, we're happy to talk to you about those options. If you are considering residency, Panama definitely is one of the best and easiest places. We can talk about that with you as well. And of course, just helping you through and navigate through the international market. That's what we're here for. And we stand by ready to assist. So thank you, Robert. Thank you, Russell, so much. This has been a lot of fun. It's always nice to reconnect. I wish it was in person in Belize, but you know, we were able to make it work anyway. So thank you so much.
There's Rachel Jensen. We'll have more when we come back. You're tuned to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms.
Need help with your real estate investment portfolio? Check out the resources page at realestateguysradio.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. Registration is now open for the Real Estate Guys 19th Annual Investor Summit. Imagine spending an entire week with like-minded investors, world-class educators, and real-world professionals. Returning this year, our sales legend Tom Hopkins, the editor of the Gold Newsletter Brian London, international real estate developer Beth Clifford, and Jim Rohn's 18-year business partner Kyle Wilson. And joining us live and in person for his 9th Investor Summit, Peter Schiff. Plus, returning for his 9th Investor Summit, best-selling author and the Rich Dad Advisor for Real Estate, Ken McElroy. Plus, lots more to be announced. It all begins June 11th in beautiful Belize. Visit realestateguysradio.com and click the tab that says Summit to reserve your spot. This transformational week is like no conference you've ever attended. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click Summit and make plans to spend a week with the Real Estate Guys, Peter Schiff, Ken McElroy, and an all-star faculty on the 19th Annual Investor Summit.
Don't be like Charlie, who scans the internet for IRA information, often getting bad information from copycats who have no idea what they're doing. You deserve to work with a reputable firm that specializes in one thing, the EQRP. Lucky for you, Congress just made it possible for you to get up to $200,000 out of your current 401k or TSP so you can invest that money in real estate or even your own business. Even if you're still working, it's possible to get access to all this money tax-free. Whether you're a full-time investor, a doctor, or a government employee, even if you have employees, the EQRP is your secret weapon. You'll never see this strategy in Money Magazine, only here with the Real Estate Guys. Every major accounting firm in America is quietly sharing this strategy with their wealthy clients, helping them get their funds freed from 401k jail. Hi, I'm Damian Lupo, and we have your solution. With the CARES Act expiring soon, this strategy will be gone forever. The EQRP company is ready to help you unleash your retirement funds now. Want to learn more about this strategy? Send an email to eqrp@realestateguysradio.com for my special EQRP report today.
Hi, this is Kim Kiyosaki. I'm the author of Rich Woman, and you are listening to The Real Estate Guys.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Guys radio program. Thanks for tuning into the show. If you've ever wanted to do bigger deals using other people's money, well, you're in luck. The secrets of successful syndication happens virtually at the end of September, and it's going to be extraordinary. We've got a great faculty and always great people attending. All the details on our website at realestateguysradio.com under events. Today we're talking about international investing in hardwood, and I always learn something every time I hear Rachel Jensen.
Yeah, you know, we've known Rachel a long time, and she has really developed. Boy, can she can go. She knows her stuff. And so that's exciting. You know, she's enthusiastic. And, you know, for us, I mean, part of the thing, anytime you're looking at these types of investments, it's kind of nice to know that you're dealing with somebody that's been around for a little bit. We've known the folks over there for a very, very long time, and Rachel in particular, watched her kind of grow up, if you will, in the business. But, you know, the thing that's really interesting is you know, we're kind of talking before we got on the mics about, has anything really changed? She's, well, no, not really. It's pretty boring. I mean, you plant the trees and they grow, you know, it's pretty boring. And we were kind of joking. Well, yeah, but the world has changed and boring is actually pretty attractive right now.
Boy, that's for sure.
And then the other thing that she brought up that I thought was a really interesting point is something that I've been really fixated on. My favorite thing about any type of agriculture investment, but especially something that's durable, that can withstand the rigors of weather and can withstand the rigors of shipping, is where the market is. And she said that the two biggest markets for teak are China and India, which of course are the two largest populations in the world. And I think pretty much everybody knows if China hasn't surpassed the United States economically, they're knocking on the door. I mean, by certain metrics, they already have. And so from a diversification standpoint, the idea that you're owning a commodity, a renewable commodity based in a piece of real estate that is going to produce a product that can be in demand anywhere and be shipped just about anywhere, it gives you a real sense of comfort that, hey, when I kind of crack open that investment 20 years from now, whether it's 15 or 25 years, and I love the way that you can kind of ladder that, that the probability is there's going to be demand for that product. And based on currency devaluation, it's probably going to end up, you're going to get the benefit of inflation, not just the actual growth itself. So you could have a chance to double dip.
Well, and there's another point. That is, whatever the market looks like 25 years or whenever it is that the harvest happens, they're going to decide whether or not it makes sense to cut and sell, right? If the market happens to be down and you decide not to cut the trees, guess what they do? They keep growing. So it would be perfectly fine to say, well, no, we'll hang on another year because we see where the market's going, or the demand is so strong. So you have a little more latitude than you might have in other investments in that case. And I think your point is a great one. When you look at all the different things that you can invest in from an agricultural point of view, and there's a lot, and we've talked about a lot on this show, something like hardwood doesn't have the rush to market problem that, say, a perishable does. If you're growing lettuce, I mean, you better have a really good distribution method to get that to market right away, because it can't linger for weeks and weeks and months and months. But teak, it sure can. In fact, that's one of the big benefits. Another big benefit is, because it's a long-term investment, you don't have to just pay cash for it. Rachel mentioned this, but they do have payment programs. And I also know we've had Real Estate Guys listeners that have used their retirement accounts.
Yeah. So, you know, it's always tricky because retirement accounts, if you're American, are based on U.S. tax law. It's a tax benefit or tax advantaged account. And so when you start introducing overseas, you're going to have to really get the right kind of tax advice. But it can be done. And the point is, and you can do it directly, or you could do something simple like borrowing out of the retirement account and then investing. So there's ways to navigate all of that. The point is that when you're looking for a way to diversify your portfolio, especially dealing with the things that are going on in the world, I think that, you know, this is the type of thing that makes a lot of sense, because it gives you the opportunity to diversify an asset class, if you will, because you're moving into a commodity, but you're also in agriculture, which is great because it grows irrespective of what's going on in the world. And so we love that. It's international. And so there's a degree of diversification there. And because the nature of the product is such that it can be sold anywhere in the world, you diversify really even the economy or the economic drivers who you're depending upon to be able to produce your profit at the time. And then again, I do love the timing thing. I mean, I know we covered it, but you think about the ability to really time when you come to market, because you don't have that ticking clock, you know, hanging over your head. So it's just got a lot of things going for it.
If you'd like to get the Teak resource guide that Rachel's put together, as well as her report on planting your flag in Panama, all you have to do is send a single email to teak@realestateguysradio.com. Teak, that's teak@realestateguysradio.com. And we'll get those two reports to you. And Rachel is awesome at following up. And she's pleasantly persistent. She's not going to hound you, oh, how long do you can get your Teak money wired to me? It's not like that at all. But she knows a ton about it, and she'll walk you through it. We always have a great time visiting on our Belize field trip with Rachel, who educates us always about what they're doing in Belize, which is pretty awesome. But also, I ask her to kind of give us a quick overview of Teak, because it's just so interesting. It's such a different investment. It's not your typical investment. And I've had people say, well, you know, how would you, you know, invest first in Teak? Well, I don't know. You're a young investor and it's not that much money, so maybe. On the other hand, they have investors that really don't need cash flow anymore and they want to do something. Rather than leave the grandkids a chunk of money, why not leave them an ongoing investment that's going to pay them into the future? So great, great stuff. Big thanks to Rachel for sharing her time today. If you want the reports, just send an email to teak@realestateguysradio.com. Until next week, go out and make some equity happen.
This episode of the Real Estate Guys Radio Show is brought to you by Paradigm Life, powerful cash management strategies using life insurance. Learn more at beyourbank.com. Mid-South Home Buyers, low-cost, turnkey cash flow properties in Memphis, Tennessee. Corporate Direct, asset protection strategies for real estate investors from attorney and rich dad advisor Garrett Sutton. Find these and other great companies under the Resources tab at realestateguysradio.com. To learn how you can expose your product or service to the Real Estate Guys audience, call 888-489-7723, extension 4. That's 888-489-7723, extension 4. Or use the feedback page at realestateguysradio.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week right here on the Real Estate Guys Radio Show.